Before I introduce our special guest this morning, I just want to say this is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle, and we're very privileged and excited to have a very special lady with us today, Nina Dressler. And I just want the new people to understand what the reason for this call is. It's actually to provide the most, the latest nutritional information as well as advanced product information in the wellness industry. And we know that when better health is attained, all areas of your life will be impacted. The people that you hear today are part of the pilot study, the hosts that have been with us from day one. If they have questions to ask our guests. And also to tell you that what started all of this was a book called The China Study, which is the largest, which started with the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. They had 880 million participants in that study. And so we're going to get right underway this morning. And I have a brand new gold. Nina Dressler with us today that has a pretty long-lived history in talking about the way we're eating on this plant-based diet, and also a newer experience just over the last couple of years with NECAN. So, Nina, why don't you start us out where you were when you were introduced or discovered a different way of feeding or fueling your body? Can you do that for us?
I will. In 1993, underwent a cervical disc surgery, and from the day I woke up until for the next 13 years, I suffered with fibromyalgia terribly. It was debilitating. I had chronic fatigue syndrome. I was a mess, and I was a neurology nurse, if you can believe that. So, and I had searched for about 3 years, talked to doctors, went everywhere. And all they could offer me was pain medicine and, you know, injections, exercise, physical therapy, and I didn't want to go on medication. I had seen what it done to people with my vast nursing experience. So I started reading alternative books, and everything that caught my eye talked about nutrition and about how all the hormones in meat and dairy products can toxify your body. And I had grown up on living with grandparents who had a dairy farm, and so I had read studies on fibromyalgia and how some people, if they eliminated some of the toxins from their body, they actually got better. So about 3 years into having this debilitating disease, my husband and I went on a business trip, and actually I was in the state of Washington, read a book on being a vegan, and I immediately went total vegan in 1 week. So I didn't, because I had studied it before, and I studied it for a while, for a couple of years, and then I read this one book, and that was the trigger. I thought, okay, so, and in that week's time, on the West Coast, it was really easy. I was in Seattle, and I gave up all meat, all dairy products, no butter, no anything. And it was quite easily. In that week, I lost 10 pounds, quite frankly. I'm not a heavy person. I wasn't a heavy person then, but I literally lost 10 pounds.
So you just did that cold turkey overnight then?
I did, although I had studied it for a while. I knew exactly what I needed to do, and this book just put me, it made so much sense to me. It was about your body resting from the inside out. And I felt like that's what my body was doing. It was failing me.
So basically, it was an attitude thing that you just decide this is the way it was, and it was more important with your health than it was your taste buds. Is that right?
It was. And, you know, everything tasted so wonderful to me. I could not believe the taste of vegetables. Once you give up meat, your taste buds change. And just simple things like carrot juice or a simple salad with lemon juice and oil. It's amazing. And I was amazed after all those years of eating, you know, as I said, I grew up on a dairy farm. Now, I hadn't really ate a lot of red meat for about a couple years before that, but I ate other things there, lots of dairy and cheese and pork and, you know, fish and chicken. And so.
What about the refined foods?
Yes. Well, when I studied being a vegan, the one thing that always stuck in my mind was that you had to be very diligent and very healthy. And so I cut out refined foods as well at the same time, and my energy level went up. Of course, I had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, so it didn't go up to what it had been before that. And I'll get to that where it's gone now. It's gone up since then, but it was different. I felt lighter. I felt breezier. My husband had high cholesterol, high triglycerides, high blood pressure. He was, you know, and he lost weight as well. He also, those all went away. He's never been on any medicine since then. And we never have to, actually him and I never have to diet now. We eat, because of the way we eat, we maintain our weight. And I think that's, and we feel healthy. You know, we felt healthy since the day we started this 10 years ago.
Do you actually feel like you eat more this way than you did previously?
Oh, absolutely. I can eat much more than people can eating typically dairy and meat, because you can eat lots of vegetables and fruits and nuts and beans for one processed piece of cake, let's say, for instance, or for a big chunk of steak.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And so when you feel hungry, and you know it's hunger, it's not just a habit because you've gotten way beyond that, you can just go right ahead and eat. It doesn't matter whether it's time to eat or not. If you need something else to eat, you go right ahead and do it, right?
That's exactly right, because last night I had motored home from Cleveland, and I drove, and it was treacherous weather, so it was very, I must have burned a lot of calories because I never eat in the evening. But about 10 o'clock, I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm starving. And so I fixed myself two pieces of Ezekiel bread with olive oil on it. And I actually lost a couple pounds yesterday. I think I burnt more calories worrying about driving than. So, and I never eat in the evening. And most people, if they ate before they went to bed, the pounds would show up the next day. You know what I'm saying? I
mean, uh-huh. Some people would say olive oil on bread. What about, you could use nut butters also, right?
Yes. We use tahini, which is a sesame seed butter. My husband eats peanut butter. I have a problem with peanuts, but that's okay because there's lots of other nut butters out there. There's almond butter. And there's all kinds of nut milk. We use almond milk. I actually have a recipe to make. If you ladies are interested, I have an almond cream that you make at the holidays to put on your pies and stuff that's totally dairy-free.
Wow, we love to have
whipped that. Cream. It's wonderful. I've used it every year. So
we'd love to have that one.
Yeah. It's very rich, it's very satisfying, and it has no dairy in it whatsoever.
Great. That would be a great addition to our recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. So you saw your health change, and then after it's changed, do you ever have the feeling that you're A-OK and, gee, I can go back to where I was, or any desire to go back there?
Oh, no. I didn't. However, last summer I went to a chiropractor and for some other issues, and he actually told me that I needed to be eating for my blood type, which I thought, okay, maybe he's on to something. And he wanted me to eat a little bit of red meat, and I actually tried it. And it's not because I mostly ate vegan, but I ate a couple pieces of meat, you know, here and there. And I never felt quite right, but then I got sick. It made me sick. I started feeling sluggish. I mean, I was eating like a 2-ounce piece of meat like once a week or something. So it wasn't, you know, it's like, if you can imagine half of a playing card, that's about what 2 ounces is.
Uh-huh.
And I got sick. I mean, I had tremendous, I didn't feel good. And I had GI problems. I had, once regular me was not regular anymore, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And even that little tiny piece of meat, okay. So I knew, and I didn't feel good. As soon as I stopped eating it again, I totally went back off of it again. I mean, I wasn't very long at all. Then I felt better.
You know, we talked about this just a bit mm-hmm. on Saturday, and that was if you know that all of that food is acidic and acid, mm-hmm. being put into our body is not good. It's a poison. It's a toxin. All the animal products or related products and the refined are acidic. How could they possibly be needed by our system? Because our vegetables and grains, if I'm not mistaken, have different levels of alkalinity and not acid as deep into acid as the animal product is. But to keep a balance there, we have a natural balance built in just eating a plant-based diet. Am I not correct?
That's exactly right. And, you know, the question I get all the time, almost on a daily basis, as soon as I tell people I'm vegetarian, where do you get your protein? People in the United States are so ingrained, and they have to have this meat, this protein. And you know what? There is so much protein in plants. If you would look up information on plants and that, every plant has protein in it. We just need to make the right combination. We need to eat the whole grains, the brown rice, the beans, the nuts. But we get more protein in the United States than what most people in one day, that most people need in a week. So there's no problem with protein. My husband and I are healthy. We have healthy hair. You know, we're healthy.
Tell me how you balance that. What would a typical dinner, for example? Well, let's start out with breakfast first. What would your typical breakfast be?
I usually have Ezekiel toast with olive oil, and I have fruit. I have bananas and that, some kind of fruit. My husband eats Ezekiel cereal, which is a very healthy cereal. It's sprouted grains is what it is. Or we cook the old-fashioned kind of oats, the kind that comes from Scotland that you cook. And it's really not that hard. I mean, you cook it, you go about, you do your daily chores, or we eat oatmeal. I mean, that's what we have for breakfast and fruit.
Now, what I do with mine, and I don't know if you've done this before or not, I just made up a batch last night, and I just make up a batch once a week of the steel-cut oats and put it in the refrigerator. That's
a great tip, Char, because I've done that before, too, and I told my daughters to do that because they're like, oh, we don't have time. Make it on Sunday night. Put it in your refrigerator, same way with brown rice. Make your rice and put it in the refrigerator. you can make a whole, if you don't like 20 minutes at the stove for brown rice, which is nothing for me, but put it in the stove, have it. You can put rice in a lot of things or put stuff over the rice. It's very easy.
And you know what I found is they don't spoil like it does when there's meat products or dairy products in there.
Absolutely. It stays for a week easily. And you can, if you don't like to keep it in your refrigerator, freeze portions of it. I mean, it's easy enough to do. And you don't harm the nutrition at all with those types of foods.
Okay, I've got to go back to this olive oil on toast. Now, I don't imagine you're going to tell me that was where you started at the very beginning.
I eliminated everything. We got back from the state of Washington that week. I went vegan. I took everything out of my cupboards. I took all the processed food. I threw it out. I nearly gave my poor husband, an engineer, a heart attack. What are you doing with all this food? Throw it out. I took all the butter, all the eggs. Occasionally I'll eat butter if someone's here and they want butter. But then the next day, like I had a couple weeks ago, I had a meeting here, and we had bread and soup, and there was butter on the table. And, occasionally if someone's here and I know they're not vegetarian, I will make something, and I'll partake a small amount of it. But sometimes you just do that, and I'm 99.9% totally, fully vegan, but once in a while. But anyway, yes, I did. And if you come to my house and look in my refrigerator, any given day, you will not find any butter. You won't find any eggs. You won't find any meat. You won't find any cheese. You will find nothing from the animal, unless I've purchased it for guests who come and they don't eat the way I do.
You know how I fool them with my butter? I don't know whether you've tried this or not, but I take a half a cup of coconut oil, which stays solid up until 77 degrees for others that are new, and I put in a tablespoon of flaxseed oil, which is very bright yellow. And then I put just a pinch of salt. And you know what? They don't really know. And then another way to control the amount that goes on the bread, because if you toast it, it soaks in, I butter it with that before I toast it. And you just you can scrape it over the top so you're not getting a large amount of the fat.
I've not tried that, but I appreciate that tip. That's a wonderful tip because I'm going to be having guests for Christmas. I'm trying to make their lives healthier as well, so that's a great tip.
You know, usually they put something else on top of that. Traditionally, people, especially over the holidays, will use, jams or different other types of butters, and so you're not really tasting just the butter anyway. It just adds.
That's exactly right. We're big fans of apple butter back here in Indiana, so we can get apple butter that's homemade. So that's a terrific tip.
So your health was your strongest reason for doing and staying on what you know to be the way that you need to feed your body to have that level.
Well, it was, and I look at 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds and I see the shape of their bodies, and I know it's the way they eat. It's lifestyle. And I know that if my husband and I, we eat this way, we don't deviate from it. We really are not, we're not on a diet, we are on a lifestyle. And I tell that to people all the time. Before I quit nursing, they would say, oh, you're so vigilant about your diet. I said, well, that's because it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. This is my lifestyle. This is how I live. This is not a diet. It's not a fad. It's not something I have to think about every day. This is just the way I eat.
Well, you know, typically we have people say, it's so hard, it's so hard. And I love, and I've quoted this many times before, I love Dr. Esselstyn's quote in his book, Reversing Heart Disease. That is, you know, hard when you look at the population of the earth, 5.5 billion, and 4 billion eat the way we're talking about. How can it be so hard? And those people are minus the diseases that we take for granted as a normal way of dying in this country. Heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, all the autoimmune diseases are related to it, such as small, minute percentage are genetic, and with those, we have the option of directing how they affect our life, even if there is some genetic tendency there. And I'm sure you found all this true in the books, because you've obviously read a whole lot more than I have and studied it and researched it.
Yes, that's exactly right. It is, and it's, boy, I'll tell you, if you read some of the books that tells you how meat has to putrefy in your colon, it has to rot. It has to, and I'm not trying to gross anybody out this early in the morning, but and you read things about how plaque develops through dairy products and the cheesy substance it leaves in your body. It's like when I read that, it was so easy for me to say, you know, I don't want to have heart surgery. I don't want to end up, and I take no medications. My husband and I are absolutely no medications. He's 60, and I'll be 58 soon, and you know, people in our peer group are on hands full of medicines. Most of our friends and relatives.
Yes. So it's just a choice of how often would you want to put poison into your body knowingly. And basically that's what we're doing by making these other food choices. And I'm going to say the other ones because to me that's where we stand now and don't want to go there. Now in the last 2 years, there's been another change that's taken place. Tell us how you got introduced to NECAM.
Okay. Well, I was actually introduced to NECAN because I had looked at another network marketing company and I had tried it and I failed miserably because I didn't believe in their product. And I had just called my manager or sponsor, whatever you want to call it, and it was in January, it was snowing, it was right after the holidays. And I said, you know, I just can't do this. And she goes, oh, you know, you just haven't given it enough try. Go to Kroger or go to the bookstore and buy a Success from Home magazine, because we're featured in that as much as I think you just need to read about other people that have done this. And so I begrudgingly trudged into a Kroger one afternoon. I remember it was snowing furiously in Fort Wayne. I thought, what am I doing? I have a whole basement full of this product. I can't sell it. I've been doing it now for 6 months. I'm no good at it. This is not for me. So I bought a Success from Home magazine anyway, just to say, okay, I did this, done, and now I'm not doing this business anymore. Bought the magazine, got it home, didn't even look at it, just bought it because I didn't want to even look at it. Bought it home. I looked at it and I thought, ah, this isn't even the company I was with. I looked at it and it was NECAN. I thought, well, I paid for it. I might as well read it. So I sat down in the evening and I read it, and oh, my gosh, I couldn't put it down. I read that magazine from cover to cover 3 times, and it got to be about midnight. My husband said, you going to bed? And I said, no, I'm not. I'm thinking about something. And he said, if you're thinking about joining another company, forget it. And I said, okay. So 2 o'clock in the morning, I got up, and I emailed NECAN, and I said, I want to do this. What do I do?
You took his advice just right, huh?
Oh, yeah, just right, you know, like any good wife would. My husband's in here, so you got to know. When he looked at this magnet thing, he said, don't even think about it. So I signed up. I got a call from a President's Club member shortly thereafter, and then I got a call from Anita Yoder in Indy, and she said they were having a big event. I was going to be in Indy that weekend. I went to the event. I actually got a positive experience at the event because I cut my finger right before I got there, clear to the muscle. I was moving my daughter, and I cut my finger. Well, being the nurse that I am, rather than go to a ReadyMed, I butterflied it, and it was bleeding, it was pounding, it was terrible. It needed stitches. But so Martha Herring or someone wrapped a necklace around my thumb and my finger, and it stopped hurting. And I thought, I had my hand on the table, and I thought, this is crazy. There's no way a magnet would stop. You know, I was a nurse, and here my muscle was hanging out. It was in between my, it was on my thumb, in between that fatty part. It was really cut very deeply. I could see way down, and it was cut like a half inch deep. But I was determined to go to this meeting. So as they wrapped this necklace around me, and within a minute, it stopped throbbing. And I thought, there's no way. So underneath the table, unbeknownst to them, I was taking the necklace off. Then it would throb. I'd think, oh, my gosh, it hurts again. And I'd wrap the necklace back around, and it would stop. I did that about, while they were doing the whole presentation, I kept testing this necklace. It was pretty funny. So then I got to set with Ben Gordon Pedersen and Carol Riddick and Martha in a room while Anita and Steve were wrapping up the meeting and talking, and I was ready to sign up. I mean, I wanted to sign up. They said, well, I'll just wait, go home and look at this. I said, no, I'm ready to sign up. I'm signing up. I signed up, and then I got to talking to them, telling them about my fibromyalgia, because I was still, even though I got better on the foods, I still had a lot of aches and pains. I had gotten better, but I was no way well. I had to get up every day and sit in hot water. My hands and feet hurt terribly. Because, you know, even though I got better and I got more energy and I lost weight, I still had fibromyalgia, you know. I still had debilitating pains and aches. And so I bought a sleep pack within 2 days, and I called in and I said, I don't know what this is, but I got to have it. I got up and I don't hurt anywhere. So needless to say, I bought a wellness home, and I have no symptoms of fibromyalgia whatsoever, none. I don't have chronic fatigue. I did have hot flashes before I slept on the sleep system. I don't have that anymore. So, and coming from a neurology background where I saw dozens of people with fibromyalgia on a weekly basis, you know, how can I not talk about this? So that's where I'm at today. So not only am I healthy inside, my fibromyalgia is gone. We have more energy. Ken and I have more energy. He isn't snoring anymore. He used to snore. He used to have all kinds of problems. And his weight is stable. My weight is perfect. And we're on no medications. Our blood tests come back normal. My cholesterol was 120, I think, the last time I had it checked. Our triglycerides are normal. We have normal blood pressures. And we have a fantastic life.
I bet some of them tell you that 120 is way too low, don't they?
Oh, yes. And I just look at them like, whatever. Because that's my normal body cholesterol, because I'm not putting cholesterol into my body. That's what my body is manufacturing. My HDL and my LDLs are perfect. My triglycerides are perfect. And I have a history, a family history. My father died of he eventually had a blood disease because he took cholesterol medicine. He was plugged from his, you guys don't know what the bifurcation is, but it's where your groins are. He was plugged there from all the way down to his toes, and it was because of his lifestyle. He was a big meat eater all his life. Wouldn't give up his meat, never ate any vegetables. Oh, he also smoked, but I think his diet was the main contributing thing. So I have a history of family. So when everybody says that, I say, well, you know, I did too, but I changed my lifestyle. If you change your lifestyle and you take control of your health, and that's what Nikan is all about, we make choices. And wellness is a choice. I'm totally convinced that wellness is a choice.
I want to go back just for a second here, because I hear often that, oh, you know, well, I got off all the red meat. I'm just eating fish and chicken now. Want to make a statement about that?
I don't eat any chicken whatsoever, because I think you have to look at, if anybody would study where chickens go and what's put in them and stuff, you wouldn't want to put those poisons in your body. I occasionally have eaten a piece of fish when I was in Alaska. I had the halibut and the salmon because I just wanted to taste it. You know, I've always heard about it. Occasionally, I'll eat a little tiny piece of fish, but it's not a regular habit by all means. I would say you could count on maybe one and a half hands, maybe one hand during the year of what I eat in the way of anything like fish. But you really need to go the whole way, because it's what balances you. For one thing, and really, you don't need that. You don't need the, you know.
Well, I see two things there. If I'm not mistaken, it's all still acid, and it's all still taking the same length of time to go through the digestive system. Am I right?
It is. It is. It really is. Even though they tout how wonderful fish is, and then they warn you, do not eat but pregnant women do not eat this. How can something be good for you if a pregnant woman can't eat it?
There you go.
If a pregnant woman can't eat it, I don't want to put it in my body. Okay?
Right.
So, and like I said, if it goes through your body, there's hormones, and even if you buy, you know, and then there's the GMO we talked about Saturday. We won't go into that, but it's just not healthy to eat that way. It's just, there's a lot of poisons in there, and now there's poisons in the fish because our waters are polluted, and it's just not good for you. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, I wonder if we have any questions before we just sign off here. Any questions from any of those that normally host our call, Mary Lou and Nancy and Monty? Ruth is possibly on here. Any of you have any questions for Nina this morning? Give them a second to unmute. Okay, then let's just ask you a final question. And if you could give a piece of advice to a brand new person starting out on a plant-based diet, what would that be?
Well, you may want to go a little bit slower than I did and start replacing. But because I was already eating pretty healthy, it was easier for me. But I would not recommend a brand new person to go cold turkey. I would recommend that, first of all, you get a book and you study what being vegan, if that's spelled V-E-G-A-N, is, and that you really study what foods you need to eat, then start eliminating, first of all, I would throw out all the processed foods in your cupboard because they're not on a really on a vegan diet, and then I would start replacing meat dishes with vegetarian dishes a little bit at a time until you completely get them out of your. And I would do that over just a 3 or 4 week period. Don't drag it out for a year. But I would say that you'll have a better time. Your system will be better if you did it at a slower pace than I did. Although I did fine with it, but I never recommend anyone to ask me to do it cold turkey. So.
Well, I guess I have been. So maybe I better calm down a little bit on this. But I was where you were already. We've been eating. You know, organic meat, our own beef,
yes.
We still have it on the hook for 30 years. So
right. It
just didn't make sense not to do it immediately. So
no, and I did, but I have found that people have. They get bloated, they get gas, they get bad. If they do it a little bit at a time, but not over a long period of time. I mean, even I would say in 2 to 4 weeks, you could be completely off of dairy and meat, and you won't throw your system into a tizzy.
Okay.
So, and really educate your family on it. You know, if you have children, husbands, that sort of thing, you need to educate them. So they're not just thinking, oh, this is some crazy thing mom's doing. Because they need to be educated right along with you. That's
right.
The key to them getting on board. It's education. Nutrition is just like anything else. The more educated you are, the more educated choices you can make. And that's what everything with life, but...
Knowledge.
But I love you, Ken. I wouldn't, if someone gave me $1 million today for my wellness home, I would absolutely flatly close the door in their face and say, absolutely not. I'm a totally different person. And I would recommend anyone that has, if you have anyone that has for fibromyalgia, please give me a call. I would love to talk to them. With my nursing background and my fibromyalgia background, I can certainly answer any questions that they have.
Okay, if you want to direct that to me, DennyShar@comcast.net. I will go ahead and forward those on to Nina for you. Any of those questions, it's again Denny, DennyShar@comcast.net, and just put in the subject line question for Nina. Those questions. So I just noticed, yes.
This is Monty. I have just one question for our guest. When people make the change from our normal rich American diet to the plant-based diet, and things are going along and they don't get the results that they feel they should be getting or whatever, what advice would you have for those people that maybe think that this thing ain't working for me?
First of all, the results with plants sometimes is not noticeable. It's what it's doing inside you. So it would depend, I guess, on, I don't know what results. Certainly nothing happens overnight. Your body didn't get toxic overnight. and it's not going to get detoxified overnight. And certainly, if you eat a plant-based diet long enough, according to the books I've read and the studies, and the China study, and you can reverse some of the damage you've done. So I would say to them that you have to be trusting, just as we trust in our, you know, and we have faith in a higher power, and we have faith in Ni Ken. You also have to have faith that if you're eating, you know, good things for your body, it's going to eventually give you good things back. So it's not something in a few days they're going to say, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. Does that help answer? Or?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Anybody else with a question? Okay, I am just going to wind it up here and say thank you again, Nina, for all the great information this morning and the encouragement to other people.